Good morning, Pharmacy Podcast listeners. It's Ken Sternfeld for the Daily Dose. Monday, June 2nd. How are you? You know, things happen, kind of crazy things in my life every once in a while. You know, I have some disabilities, which make it a little difficult for me to get around, but I listen to a lot. God gave me two ears, and I certainly, as you know, talk a lot. You can never shut me up. But I'm driving around yesterday morning. My daughter asked me to pick her up if I could help her. She was in a wedding, and she was in the bridal party, and I had to get there early, and they didn't want to take two cars, and, you know, all that other stuff. I said, sure, be happy to drive you over there. So I'm in the car. It's Sunday morning, and Sunday morning at this kind of an institution of listening to a talk radio show on WFAN where Ed Randall is talking baseball. Ed Randall's been around a long time and always talks about baseball. And he's kind of a dual purpose inspirational person for me because I love baseball, and the stories and the guests he bring on are very topical. And he just has great relationships and great guests. And I just love to listen to it every Sunday. So he also has prostate, a company and organization for prostate cancer and raising awareness. So I always like the fact that he's doing something good and giving back and raising awareness that a simple screening for prostate cancer can really save your life. I think his organization is called Fans for the Cure. So if you want to look that up, I think it'd be a good place to go if you're wanting to address that. But I was listening to him yesterday, and he had a guest on. I think his name was Andy Zlotnick. Andy, sadly, was hit by a batted ball at Yankee Stadium several years ago, and it caused a tremendous amount of damage for him and surgeries and eye problems and headache problems, et cetera. And again, fans run the risk, according on the back of your ticket, that, you know, you go to those games at your own risk. And, you know, if you're not paying attention and a ball comes into the stands, it's, you know, kind of your problem. Not the problem of Major League Baseball or the team or the stadium. Well, just this week, another very, very sad occasion, a circumstance occurred where a young girl was hit with a batted ball. And again, Ed brought Andy on to kind of raise awareness. And I love that catchphrase. I love that model of people just don't know unless people have a voice and talk about it. And Andy was so eloquent and so poignant in his conversations that he had with the owners of the Yankees and people and advocating. He has a private Facebook group of people who were talking about the fact that every major league city should protect the people who come to the game. And the netting that they can put up along the foul lines can protect and eliminate some of these circumstances. So I'm driving along, and I'm very much engaged in the dialogue and the people who would call in and tell them their story about, oh, I was at a game and I took my son and, you know, we had this or this happened or a batted ball struck someone else. And here I am driving along. And only one time in my life have I called into a radio show. It was many, many years ago. It was a trivia contest about the New Jersey Devils. And no one could answer the question. And I'm kind of a trivia buff for hockey. So I called in and answered the question and won two tickets to a playoff game 100 years ago where I went with my wife to the Meadowlands. So I'm driving along in this conversation. It's getting me agitated because I agree with all that was being said, that these major league teams need to make sure that the people who go there are protected. I mean, what other sporting event can you go and as a guest you can get injured and, God forbid, a die. They told me about on the show about a woman at Los Angeles at the Dodger Stadium, 78-year-old woman celebrating her birthday and a 59-year anniversary was struck by a ball and had a brain hemorrhage and died. You know, you don't hear about this stuff because, you know, you don't want to hear about it. But, you know, raising awareness to these kind of things was really it just got to me. So I called in. I got a line, I was on hold, and then I got in. And, you know, Ken from Westbury got the chance to talk. to Ed Randall yesterday and tell him about a story that I had when I went to Shea Stadium many, many years ago. And I was sitting in the upper deck. I wasn't even like on the field level. And because of the trajectory of a ball, it came screaming up to the second deck and smacked off the head of a man sitting right next to me, opened up a gash as big as you can't believe. And on one single bounce, that ball ended up in my lap. The only time that I ever caught a ball at a baseball game, on the fly, I actually got one that was rolling along the side at Yankee Stadium, also. But when catching a foul ball, it's kind of exciting. But not when the guy next to you is bleeding. So he was there with his son. So I'm sitting here with my friend, and I have this ball in my hand, and this guy is bleeding, and they're coming over and putting Copax on him and whatever. And the kid is sitting there, and he's like kind of nervous, like what's going on with his dad? So I just handed him the ball, and I said, listen, this is for you. I don't want you to have to remember this day as just that your dad got conked on the head with a ball. Take this. And that was the only ball I ever caught, and I gave it to him. So I call it to Ed Randall, and I tell him this story because I really feel that it just touched me that it had happened to me, and it really is dangerous sometimes. And at these stadiums, they create so many things that you're watching that isn't the ball game. Now, if you went there with your son and he had a glove and all you could do was watch the game, but there's so much going on and you're on your cell phone and your multimedia and the big scoreboard, next thing you know, a screaming line drive comes in and can do some damage. Major League Baseball needs to do something. In Japan, they run the netting all the way to the foul pole, all the way, so they don't give you a chance to hurt yourself. Anyway, so I'm later in the day. I'm at home we're later in the day. I get a text from one of the doctors that I work with, Dr. Cohen, and his wife. He says, we heard you on sports radio talking about your experience at Shea Stadium. So you never know the reach of the voice. And that's why I kind of do the Pharmacy Podcast Network, because you never know the reach of your voice. I was talking last week about our Care One Concierge launch, which is happening today. We're going to be talking at 5 o'clock every day this week. Crystal Cruz should be on the show with me. We're doing the show called The Hub at 5 o'clock today. And we're going to be talking about how we can put a healthcare solution in the palm of the hand of every pharmacist, every pharmacy owner, every student of pharmacy, any healthcare provider who wants to advance their career and become more important as a care provider in the healthcare continuum. So I'm just talking about it, and you never know who's listening. So I get a call also yesterday from a pharmacist in Georgia. Says, I heard you talking about this. I'm really interested. I just moved back to my neighborhood, back to my community. I was in other parts of the country, and now I moved back to Georgia. And I really love what you're doing, and I love what you're talking about. How do I get involved? So I spent 15, 20 minutes on the phone, and we told her exactly what the step process is and exactly how she could become a care provider. And she loved it. And she's now a concierge, Care One Concierge patient advocate. I got another call over the weekend, I think it was Saturday, from a pharmacy owner in Michigan, Mohammed. And he said to me, I had to close one of my stores, because of all the competition and the fact that I'm losing money on every prescription that I fill. And I heard you talking, and I just love these clinical applications. It's all about consultation. It's not about filling the prescription. There's Mo. There's the cat. And I said, what about, what can you do? Can I hurt you? How do I do this? And again, in about a half hour in conversation, we told him about the Care One Concierge. It's an iPad. And it's going to allow him to make money with consultations and collaboration with physicians in his neighborhood. So again, in over this weekend, without even launching the product, we spoke to two different pharmacists, because everybody has a different, need and a different desire. And we're looking forward to talking to more pharmacists and having more pharmacists and students of pharmacy and other healthcare providers and professionals just do the opportunity to enhance their role in the healthcare continuum and to be paid as a provider for consultation. So it's Ken Sternfeld. Now, I can't say Ed Randall talking baseball, but it's Ken Sternfeld talking pharmacy. And that's all I do. I love the profession, and I really am committed to the people in the profession who serve the patients who need our help. Have a wonderful day.